Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We dedicate this Scratched Up Radio Theater presentation to Craig Boyer, longtime KKRN volunteer and programmer, and an active figure in our local music and cultural scene. Craig unexpectedly passed away recently. He was a dear and reliable friend whom we miss very much. Tonight, we have three short plays by local playwrights: The Hungarian-Mexican Restaurant, The Successor, and Killing Lisa. Our first play is The Hungarian-Mexican Restaurant, written by Dave Smith and directed by Reagan Reagan.
Bob and his lovely wife are waiting for their meal at a Mexican restaurant. Bob had a few drinks before they arrived and has already finished a beer at the table. His wife is not happy with his drinking tonight.
Más cerveza, por favor.
Why did you do that, Bob?
Do what, dear?
Ask for another in Spanish?
We're in a Mexican restaurant.
Look at our waitress. Does she look Hispanic?
No.
Right. No is the correct answer. She looks, I don't know, she looks Hungarian.
Huh. I didn't know Hungarians looked like that. Should I order in Hungarian? How do I do that?
Wise ass.
Wise ass? That's how you order a beer in Hungarian?
Would you like to wear this guacamole?
Is no the correct answer?
Here's your beer, sir.
Thanks. Say, can you tell me how to order a beer in Hungarian?
No. I'm sorry, I can't.
Aren't you Hungarian?
No. Are you?
I'm not, but my wife might be.
Then why don't you ask her?
She told me you were Hungarian.
I didn't say that. I just said she looked Hungarian. Look, I'm sorry. My husband sometimes acts like a child.
Why do you think I look Hungarian?
Just forget it, okay? You're very pretty.
For a Hungarian, right? Do you think Hungarians are ugly?
Sweetheart, the correct answer is no.
Shut up. This is all your fault.
How is it my fault?
You ordered a beer in Spanish.
I understood him just fine.
See, our Hungarian waitress does speak Spanish.
She's not Hungarian. She's something else.
I look like something else? What does that mean, ma'am? Like a mongrel or something?
Yes, dear. What do you mean?
I think I should get my supervisor.
Hi, I'm Andy. Is there a problem?
My wife thinks this young lady is a Hungarian mongrel.
No, I do not. I never said that. Look, my husband has had too much to drink, and for idiots, that's the kiss of death.
You said I was something else.
No. Well, yes, but I was trying not to offend you. Andy, this has all been a misunderstanding. My husband ordered a beer in Spanish, and...
Yes, ma'am, we get that a lot. I think it's because this is a Mexican restaurant.
Yes, of course it is. But I thought our waitress was not Hispanic, so...
So you thought I was too stupid to understand Spanish?
The correct answer is no, sweetheart.
Shut up, damn you. This is not funny.
So now I'm an ugly and stupid Hungarian mongrel.
No, I never said that. Why can't you understand? Andy, this has gotten way out of hand. Please.
Yes, ma'am, I agree. We could not allow anyone to make discriminatory comments, even our customers. I would like you to leave.
Andy, I assure you, I have not made discriminatory comments.
Ugly and stupid Hungarian mongrel sounds discriminatory to me, ma'am.
I didn't say that. Get that through your thick head, Andy. I never said that.
You mean thick head as in Neanderthal?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Like you didn't mean to call me a mongrel.
I didn't do that. I wish someone in this place was Hungarian so I could clear this up.
There's a non-Hispanic looking person at that table, sweetheart. Maybe he's Hungarian. Why don't you ask him?
Enough. Let's just leave.
I'm not finished with my beer. And besides, I don't have to leave. I didn't make any discriminatory comments.
Get up. Leave your damn cerveza. I swear, the word Hungarian will never pass my lips again. I hope I never even see a Hungarian.
Andy is my nickname, ma'am. My real name is Andor Szabo. And yes, that is Hungarian. Do you see?
The correct answer is no, dear.
How about some more dip, dear?
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, let me help you with that guacamole, sir.
Our second play is The Successor, written and directed by Jim Dowling. It takes place in a modest but brightly painted home in an older section of Berkeley. A young man seeking spiritual guidance arrives at the door.
Is now a good time, Your Holiness?
Now we'll be fine.
I will bring him in then.
Him? Oh, please describe him.
A young man, longish hair, very informal, sandals, a beard, smiling chap.
From the upper classes?
He's loaded.
Loaded?
Sorry. Quite well off.
Donation?
Very nice.
And what's very nice?
$300 and some change.
Holy sh... by all means, bring him in.
Sir, you may enter.
Thank you.
Is that your cell? I'll take that if you don't mind.
I can't take it with me?
No electronics.
I was kinda hoping to get a selfie. You know, preserve the memory. This doesn't happen very often.
Make it quick.
Thanks, bud. Here, all yours.
Shoes off, please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What do I do? I mean...
You see the red satin pillow between the incense and the lilies? Sit down there, face him, and be patient. In time, he may speak.
Speak?
You need to be prepared.
Speak? About what?
I can't say for certain. When His Holiness emerges from meditation, you will be on hand for the awakening. We can't know what gifts he will bestow.
Gosh.
What is your reason for being here?
I heard about you. Amazing things, the sacred words, the perfect knowledge.
You were impressed.
Yeah, like who wouldn't be?
Then can we assume you would like to be like me?
Oh, no, I could never.
Why not? I was once just like you, lost, searching, stumbling through life. It is perfectly natural to aspire, my child.
You know, I have been stumbling. Ever since Claire took off.
Claire?
My ex.
Oh, back to our question. There is a reason you are here. Think! Surely you aren't here to simply stare at me, are you?
Of course not.
Then you want something.
I guess.
I'm listening.
Life. It's so complicated. I try to find meaning. It's hard. I thought maybe you can help.
And perhaps I can.
I have a question. It's stupid, I know. Sorry, I should just go.
Sit back down. What is this question of yours?
It's dumb.
Say it.
All right. I want to know, well, what I really want to know is the meaning of... God, I can't say it.
Happiness?
Incredible. You knew. You knew all along.
Ah, you seek the true nature of happiness.
I know. Dumb, right?
Shh. It's coming.
Coming?
Shh. Happiness is finding joy in simple things.
Joy in simple things. Of course. Joy in simple things. Damn, it's so clear. Like me being here with you. That's happiness, isn't it?
Well...
It is. I've never been happier.
You may go now.
But I'm right, aren't I? This is happiness.
True happiness is, more like when you cut open an avocado and find a small seed within.
Huh?
Well, are you satisfied? Have you found what you seek?
Did I? The man blows my mind. He's radiant. So much wisdom.
Ah, yes, so true. It's most unfortunate.
What do you mean?
Oh, you can see he's getting on in years. Like you and me, his divine holiness is trapped in a body both mortal and imperfect. I fear he doesn't have much more time with us.
That's sad, man. It's just not right.
Yes, it is tragic. His holiness, did he ask you any questions?
Yeah, he did. Wanted to know if I wanted to be like him.
Say that again, please.
He asked if I wanted to be like him. Use the word aspire.
Sweet Jesus, are you absolutely sure? His Holiness said that?
Yeah, like, mind telling me what that's all about?
You do grasp the import of this, don't you?
Can't say I do.
Life as you have known it is over.
Oh, please.
Our Holiness sees something in you. Something of vital importance to the spiritual destiny of all mankind.
You can't be serious.
What is your name, young man?
Brian. Brian Wilcox.
You are the chosen, Brian. The successor.
Hell no.
It is no mistake that you have come here today. You are promise unfulfilled, an empty vessel yearning to be filled with divine insight.
Me?
I'm afraid it is your destiny.
You're saying I have no choice?
Oh, there is a choice, all right. It's very simple. You may continue as before, an existence mired in a meaningless tailspin of self-doubt and spiritual depravity. Or you can illuminate humanity with a knowledge so deep and pure you will be revered for eternity.
You're sure about all this? Me?
Yes, you, Brian Wilcox.
I'd be a real-life yogi?
Yes, Brian.
Damn, maybe I am holy. Maybe I do have the gift.
It will soon become apparent, Brian. This is truly a momentous occasion.
I think there's still a problem.
A problem? Please explain.
Well, the truth is I can't grow a beard. I've tried. It's pathetic.
But you have a beard.
It's fake.
Oh. Now, Brian, that's not going to be a problem. The beard isn't what makes you holy.
But I thought...
You will be unique, one of a kind. Brian Wilcox, you are destined to become an important guru.
This is outrageous.
Surely you have more questions?
No, I don't think... hold on, would I have to wear one of those turbans?
Only if you want to.
Serious? Come on, it can't be all that easy.
No. Indeed it is not. On this journey, you must divest yourself of worldly distraction, meaningless possessions, the vanity of ostentatious wealth.
What's that mean? No more parties? No drinking?
The righteous path is attained through self-sacrifice. You part with excess. Go to the ashram. Give to the poor. Live humbly.
How do I do that? I mean, how do I get started?
Donate. That is key. It's that simple. Divine illumination, a perfect clarity of mind and soul, will commence when you give.
Money?
Money works.
You take credit cards?
A check will suffice.
Well, how are we doing so far?
Quite nicely, Your Holiness. The young man has been more than generous.
Yes?
Let's just say we hit it big this time.
Big, you say?
A veritable lottery ticket. A winner, Your Holiness.
You know, you do good work.
Thank you, Your Holiness.
I think we should celebrate.
If it is your wish.
Yeah, let's pack it in, call it a day. Yeah, I'm famished. You know any good restaurants in the city?
I do. The Gupti Palace on Mission. It's traditional Indian. Excellent food.
Yeah, I was thinking like Chinese.
Oh, okay. Oh, another thing. Your Holiness, do we know of any ashram anywhere around here?
Ashram? Not sure. Hey, what's an ashram?
Oh,
Our third play, Killing Lisa, is by Marilyn Robron and Bill Seymour and was directed by John Welsh. Three women are waiting, hoping to be cast in a play. One of them, Janet, has just finished her audition.
Good job. You nailed it.
Good job.
Thank you. I was kind of nervous. You'd think by now I'd be over that.
No, I still get nervous too.
I think that's the way it always is.
For a second, I lost my place in the monologue. I can't remember what I said. God, I hope it was okay.
Oh yeah, it was great.
No way anyone noticed you got lost. You were great.
Aw, thanks so much.
You were just wonderful. It was really good.
Why, thank you.
I mean it.
Well, thanks. I'm Janet.
Is it over?
No, they're just taking a break.
Could I sit here?
Sure. I'm Megan.
Janet.
Laura.
Have all of you auditioned?
They did. I can't be in this play because I'm having surgery on my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's wrong with your hand?
It's just a little repair job to a floppy tendon.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal, but the surgery is the day of the opening. I don't know how long it will take to get back to normal.
Are you auditioning?
Well, I want to, but I don't know what to do. I have this paperwork filled out.
You've got to get that to the director.
Go down there and turn it in.
Okay.
What monologue are you using?
Monologue? I didn't know I needed one.
Tell them that when you give them the paperwork. Sometimes they have printed monologues that you can read over and perform.
Thanks.
Have you ever auditioned before?
No, but I've wanted to for a long time.
What made you do it now?
I relocated here recently. I decided to just go for it. New places, new practices. I don't know, really. I finally got up the courage to do it.
Good for you. You better get your paper turned in during break.
Thanks, guys.
She seems nice.
Nice lady. Hate to burst her bubble, but it's a little late in life to start acting, don't you think?
Well, maybe she'll be good.
Well, there are a lot of roles in this play.
Yes, Dick is going to have trouble filling all those small roles. Most people want more than two lines.
Or any lines at all. Who do you think is going to get the part of the nurse?
The girl in the red sweater. I can't remember her name. She read well. I think she and I match pretty well. Her character and mine, we'd mesh well.
What about Megan?
Well, of course, I'd want you first, Megan. I thought if you meant Megan didn't get the role.
I'd like the nurse's role, but I probably won't get it.
Shh, watch. Sheila's going to read.
Ugh. Oh my God.
How many times did she lose her place?
Who knows? I could barely hear her.
What's Dick saying to her? He can't be considering her. She's nodding her head.
Here she comes.
Good job.
You did it.
Oh, I was so nervous. What did you think? How did I do?
Well, not bad for your first audition. It gets easier.
Yeah, you'll know what to expect next time.
What did Dick say?
Oh, is that his name? He said if I didn't get cast, I should volunteer to be part of the crew, that I'd learn a lot.
Oh.
Look.
It's Lisa.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Jana.
Maybe she's not auditioning. He's not going to let her just waltz in at the last minute and audition, even if it's Lisa.
He said that there were two more to audition that asked to come late.
Crap!
What's going on?
Lisa will audition for Janet's role.
She always gets the role she auditions for.
Really?
Listen, here she goes.
What are we gonna call it?
She's good. She's really, really good.
We know.
We're going for coffee after. Want to come, Sheila?
Hi, group.
Hi, sorry, I was running behind.
I didn't know. I thought it was right on time.
I'll just take mine black.
I just need some sugar.
Do you want any sweets?
I ate breakfast.
I don't want any more calories in my life.
Anything going on?
Not really. Pat's off on another search and rescue training.
God, does he go every weekend?
Oh, no, but he would if he could.
What is it that they do every weekend?
Like I said, it's not every weekend. He's part of the sheriff's search and rescue team. He doesn't do much with the search on land calls.
Search on land?
Yeah. Lost hikers, late returns from climbing. He does rescue on water. What's not listed in the name is recovery. They search for that kind of thing, those drowned.
Ooh. Has he done that?
Yes.
Wow. That must be difficult.
It's important. Has he ever, you know?
He's helped where a body was recovered.
This is morbid. I used to be quite a swimmer.
Really?
Synchronized, but it took a huge amount of strength and skill.
I can see you as a swimmer.
Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm late. Rehearsal ran long, then Dick had a meeting with the crew.
And how are things going with the play?
Quite well. It's really good. Dick knows exactly what to do. Lisa is fabulous.
Oh, is she?
She is so nice. She's been telling me all the things she does to prepare for a role. God, it takes over her whole life.
Well, poo, that's not unique.
We all try to develop the character.
Well, you know, I'm just learning. Lisa gave me some sites to check online for acting tips and acting exercises.
Well, she knows everything.
Megan, don't make fun. I think she just might know everything.
Don't get upset.
Listen, the woman that was playing the nurse's assistant moved. Dick had to recast it. Lisa told me I had grown so much I should ask Dick if I could have the role. He said he would hear me read. Lisa encouraged me all the way, and I got the role.
Sheila, that's wonderful.
Well, what do you know?
So how's it going?
Great. Dick said Lisa could help me. We've been working every day after she swims.
She swims a mile or so, almost every day out of the lake. She starts at the north boat ramp, out to the buoy barrier near the dam, and back to the dock.
That's a long way.
How do you know this?
What are you guys up to?
Just looking forward to the next production. I think I am perfect for the lead.
I might look at a role in it.
Me too. I think Dick will cast me somehow. I'm going to keep studying. Lisa says don't let anything stop you. Identify the obstacles and remove them.
Well, Lisa's my obstacle.
Oh, I forgot, Laura. Good luck on your finger surgery.
Thanks. It was so shocking.
Yes. I suppose it's too soon to know if there are any arrangements.
I would guess so.
Actually, it might be a while.
What do you mean?
There could be an investigation.
What?
Pat was called out to help with a search. Listen, you guys, cannot tell anyone what I tell you.
Okay.
Promise?
Of course.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah.
Pat says it's a suspicious death.
What does he know? He's not a cop.
No, but he's been on these water rescues and recoveries a long time. The idea that Lisa hit a submerged log or was caught between a log and the dock.
Stop! I don't want to know about that stuff. Poor Lisa.
Perhaps she was just fatigued. She, once again, is a lead in a play. That's two in a row. We all know how obsessed she gets in preparation.
I don't think getting ready for a play would cause her to drown.
You don't know that.
Geez, Janet, I thought you didn't like her.
It's not that I didn't like her. She was just between me and a role I wanted.
Well, she's not anymore.
Come on. It's not like I'm glad about it. I just thought of something. Excuse me. Hello, Dick? It's Janet. I just heard about Lisa. You must be devastated. Do you know what happened? That's about what I heard. Still, some questions not answered. Oh my God. Yes, we're all crushed, of course, to drown so close to shore. Oh, you hadn't heard that. Well, how do I know? I just assumed. Listen, I don't want to be insensitive, but as they say, The show must go on. I'll do it, Dick. You know, whatever I can do to help you out. I can get on those lines right away. I always thought I fit the role. What? I don't have to. Oh, Dick, it's my pleasure. What? You what? You sure didn't waste any time.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Terrible news.
Yes, it was quite surprising news.
We just found out. How did you find out?
Well, I was there.
What?
What?
I was on the dock at the store. Everyone was talking about it.
You're kidding. You were there?
Well, not right there. It was a coincidence. Janet knows she's out there all the time.
Who said I was out there? Did someone say they saw me?
No. I just mean it was a coincidence that I was there.
I know you got a little bit close to Lisa.
She was my teacher.
Come on, you're always saying how wonderful she was and how much she helped you.
Yeah, so?
I just thought you might be a little bit more upset over the events.
You lost a friend.
I did lose a mentor. I will miss her advice. Following her sure has paid off.
Identify obstacles and remove them. It might not bend your way.
What's that, Janet?
Nothing.
How's the cast taking it?
They're at wit's end and crying and wringing hands. Dick was a wreck. He still has to do a play.
That bastard has already recast her role.
You're kidding.
Who?
I was so upset, I forgot to ask him.
That would be me. No obstacle now. See you around, girls.
No obstacle. You don't think...
No, it couldn't be that she...
That she what? Took advantage of an opportunity that dropped in her lap? I underestimated her. I wonder if she swims.
You have been listening to Killing Lisa, written by Bill Seymour and Marilyn Robron, and directed by John Welsh. The casts for our plays tonight, The Hungarian Restaurant, featured Kim Basile, Dustin Davis, Chloe Freeman Davis, and Reagan Reagan. The Successor featured Dustin Davis, John Welsh, and Jim Dowling. Killing Lisa featured Linda Reagan, Kim Mobley, Tanya Stedman, and Lily Dubois. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. We want to thank all of you who helped us through the COVID-19 pandemic with your generous donations during the time we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. For any listeners who would like to donate now to help keep our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button. Or send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Thank you.